Simon & Schuster Audio presents Rhapsody by Mitchell James Kaplan. Read by Tavia Gilbert. In memory of my father and for Annie. July 11th, 1937, 7:43 a.m. So dreadfully wet outside. Water spraying down like Morton's salt in the Ladies' Home Journal advertisement, the one with the little girl who clutches an umbrella three sizes too big. When it rains, it pours. The office Kay shares with Al Stillman, a dolphin gray cell, sensible and efficient. None of the Art Deco flourishes that have brought fame to the RCA building's lobby 34 stories below. Who needs all that ornamentation anyhow, way up here? Way up here, where the music blooms. She smiles nostalgically, glancing around in appraisal of the moment. The black file cabinet, Al's oak desk with its three-footed swivel chair, his royal typewriter. A few half-typed pages, fragments of someday songs, legs and heads awaiting torsos, faces and minds. An unfinished letter to Al's cousin in Frankfurt, urging her and the kinder to get out, to come to America. It is time, Esther. It is time. It is 1937. It is summer. A long, soggy summer of waiting. The clock high on the wall, its red second hand slowly turning. The ebony Bechstein upright piano below. The magazine on the piano. Popular songs. Open to the two-page spread that features a photograph of Kay in a plastered bob. She is the envy of songwriters everywhere. Tin Pan Alley puffery. What good, really? A momentary thrill, a burst of fireworks, and then the black nighttime sky, a lingering residue of smoke. The office mirrored in the rain-streaked windows where she stands in a black sheath and heels. Her face reflected in the glass, less fresh than in the popular songs photograph. Her dark eyes gazing at the sea of umbrellas 34 stories below. 34 stories. Not 66, but also not 1, 3, or 10. In New York City, height is eminence, which correlates with the number of people who pretend to be one's friends and the larger number who claim to be their friends. Circles around circles all the way to the island's jagged periphery. The figures cowering under the umbrellas, men almost all, their cuffed slacks and black Oxfords briefly visible beyond the edges of their umbrellas as they step forward, then retreating again. Working people. Each one a story.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?